the National Marine College of Ireland at Ringaskiddy, County Cork, played host to the Pilots and Ports Conference, where a number of themed discussions took place around pilot and port safety. I had a word with the president of the Irish Institute of Marine Mariners, as well as some speakers of the very relevant topics.
I'm Captain Paul Roach, President of the Irish Institute of Master Mariners. We're here today in the National Maritime College of Ireland. So our conference today is on ports and pilots. It's over 2 days. And we're looking at the maritime safety by bringing all the different service providers and parties that would be normally involved in ports and safe berthing and arrival of ships. It's never been done before, and we're just following up on what we did 2 years ago, is to get everybody sitting down in the same room to discuss the common problems, the common challenges, and can we work out a common strategy working together to improve the safety of ships in and out of port and the people that supply the services to them.
So, what kind of topics are being discussed this weekend?
The internet and how important that is in terms of crew welfare. The second then looked at the size of ports. The ports basically haven't changed in centuries. However, shipping has improved enormously, so we're looking at port infrastructure, the size of ships. I mean, like a cruise liner in 2007 was half the size of what it is today, yet the port is the same size. But what we have to do as individuals, like harbour pilots, etc., is upskill and meet that demand, through technology like bridge simulation here, bringing the cruise line companies in together, the ship's captains there coming together, so that we can improve the processes, and basically maximise the use of the resource of the ports. And then following on from that, we've had the insurance clubs, their perspective on accidents, what the common causes are and how we should work to reduce those. And then this morning now, we had a pilot from Southampton discussing who's actually in charge of the vessel. And then just later on this morning, we had Dr. Claire Peckham explaining the human psychology behind, working on ships. So it's quite diverse that the different delegates coming from Norway, Holland, Germany, and various other countries, including our nearest neighbour, the UK, can take these learning opportunities and, enhance safety in their own country. So the safety we're looking at, and it's not just for Ireland, but, worldwide.
Claire Peckham. I'm director of a specialist consultancy called Safe Marine Limited, and my specialism is work psychology applied to the maritime industry, so mainly shipping, commercial shipping, but also ports and pilots. I was invited to give a talk on pilot fatigue, because it's one of the new challenges that ports and pilots have to face, and increasing scrutiny on performance of people working in safety critical situations.
Somebody mentioned a study that took place that studied sleep patterns of mariners who cross time zones all the time. What were the results of that study?
Well, that was part of our study, and it was an incidental finding. It wasn't something we were expecting or even looking for. We gave seafarers on board container ships doing the Pacific run from Japan to west coast of America, and we gave them Fitbit equivalents, scientific versions that measured how much sleep and the quality of that sleep. But we also got them to fill in a diary each week to say how well or badly they'd slept, whether they'd had interrupted sleep and so on and so forth. And what they were telling us was that they were all dog tired because the ship travels so fast now that they're having to adjust the clock every day. And so seafarers are now suffering jet lag because of the rapid change in progression through time zones. And the problem with that is okay, while they're at sea, they might not feel good, but they end up with a sleep debt at the end of that crossing the Pacific, just at the time when they're their most busiest, when they're loading and unloading the containers. One wonders whether or not we should reroute them so that they go the other way around, so that they don't suffer this jet lag so badly.
My name is John Pern. I'm Vice President of the International Maritime Pilots Association, and I've been invited by the Institute, Irish Master Mariners, to speak on pilot safety.
What did you discuss?
Maritime pilots, when they go on and off ships, usually do so using pilot ladders. And there have been many deaths over the years due to poorly constructed pilot ladders. And it's an issue we're trying to address by raising awareness of the, you know, the poor compliance with the construction regulations and also for the way that they're rigged.
And you're going to deliver a course in ladder safety?
Yeah, the I'm also chairman of the UK Maritime Pilots Association, and we're trying to develop a course that pilots can actually give at maritime colleges to maritime students.
What kind of safety irregularities are you noticing, are you coming across, are you penalising people for?
A lot of the issues are to do with poorly rigged ladders. You know, they aren't rigged in compliance with the instructions. Also, you know, poor quality, the ropes are in poor condition, all the steps are broken. You know, there's many issues we come across that it's actually quite simple to rig a pilot ladder, but if done incorrectly, it can actually be quite dangerous.
And are there any penalties being incurred for such breaches?
We do report any breaches to the regulatory authorities in the UK. That's the Maritime Coast Guard Agency. And in serious incidents, they will they have the power to prosecute, but I'm not aware of any prosecutions being made. Quite often, the delay caused by asking them to re-rig the ladder or get a new ladder, the commercial cost of that is usually sufficient for them to comply in the future.
Do you enjoy your time here in Cork?
It's been fantastic, yeah. It's a wonderful city, and it's so good to meet so many other master mariners, and you know, they're predominantly from Ireland, and the standard of presentations and conversations and all that from the other audience has been fantastic.
Yeah. And just one last thing, there's a big event happening in Liverpool in a couple of weeks' time.
Yes, we're organising the European Maritime Pilots Association conference. We're hoping to attract around 300 pilots from all over Europe. We've also got pilots coming from as far away as Canada, New Zealand and Papua New Guinea. And we hope as many Irish pilots and harbour masters will come and join us.
Noel Sweeney at the National Marine College in Cork.